America, where do we go from here? Divided is defined as not united in disagreement. As a country, America currently fits this description. From the moment you turn to the internet, television, social media, or even what was intended to be a friendly conversation with friends, family, or coworkers, you are immediately embedded into a world of endless discourse, debate, and never-ending pontification. With no one listening to one another and the spread of half-truths, skewed data, and misinformation running rampant, it makes you wonder, will we ever be able to come together as a country? Are we really the United States of America? And how can a nation so divided call themselves united? To ensure our continued prosperity and to protect the great nation and principles our veterans have selflessly fought and sacrificed for, we must come together, listen to one another, and achieve what many now perceive as an impossible and unachievable task, unity. I am an American. My family is American, and my friends are American. We do not always agree with one another. However, it's what we do after we disagree that truly matters. We listen. We do not yell at one another until we lose our voice. We do not listen to one another just to issue a response, and we do not wish that one another would keep quiet. Instead, we hear each other out. We seek to understand. They listen to my concerns, and I will listen to theirs. And eventually, we will reach an agreement. Take this example and amplify it onto a nationwide scale. We cannot allow ourselves, as a country, to continue this cycle of listening to respond. It is imperative that we start listening to understand. Yes, we must use our voice to be positive catalysts for change and to make a positive difference. But our voice has absolutely no value when it is not heard. Therefore, it is imperative we gather together as Americans and truly hear what everyone has to say. Unity is achievable. It is up to us. As citizens of the United States of America, the greatest and most magnificent nation in the world, to make it happen. We, especially my generation, a generation which has grown up immersed in division and divided viewpoints relating to politics, borders, food, religion, gender, and sports, must make it a part of our daily life to value everyone's thoughts and ideas as if they were our very own. Doing so will create positive outcomes, including unity. We must treat other people the way we want to be treated. After all, you wouldn't want to feel like you were speaking to a brick wall when you were voicing your thoughts and ideas, would you? What are ways we can truly listen? Is potentially a question you might be asking yourself right now. Well, when someone voices their opinion to you, make them feel heard, restate what they said back to them, and allow them to correct you if you misunderstood. And if we, as members of the United States of America, can allow this to become a habit when voicing our thoughts and concerns to one another, we can and we will achieve true unity. The setbacks, struggles, and obstacles we suffer today are not the ones we have to endure tomorrow. We must not let them define us. But they can remind us of where we have been. We the people are the change America needs. And if there is one thing to be taken from our American history, it is that there's absolutely nothing we, the people of the United States of America, cannot achieve. Considering everything else our nation has already overcome, we can and we must overcome this lack of unity. And when we do, we will prevail as the greatest and most magnificent nation in the whole world.